From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Susan Yawkey reporting. UN Security Council to discuss North Korea rocket launch. The United Nations Security Council is holding an emergency meeting today to discuss North Korea's launch of a long-range rocket. The rocket, which carried what Pyongyang said was a satellite, was launched today from North Korea's Tongchang-ri satellite launching facility near the northwestern border with China. It immediately drew criticism from around the world. UN Secretary General Ban Ki-moon said it was deeply deplorable. Similar statements were issued by U.S. Secretary of State John Kerry and NATO Secretary General Jens Stoltenberg. South Korea and Japan also denounced the launch. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe said his country will not tolerate the rocket launch after repeated warnings from the international community not to do so. Abe said it is a clear violation of UN Security Council resolutions. Thousands of rescue workers in Taiwan are clawing through vast amounts of wreckage, searching for survivors of a powerful earthquake that ravaged the city of Tainan on the island's southwest coast. Authorities said Saturday's pre-dawn 6.4 magnitude quake killed at least 24 people and injured more than 500 others in Tainan. Most of the victims were in a 17-story apartment building that collapsed. Officials say they will investigate whether there were any building code construction violations. Two other partially collapsed buildings were left tilting sharply away from their foundations, with their lower floors crumpled under tons of concrete and steel. At least 250 people are believed to have been inside their apartments at the time of the earthquake, and authorities said today that more than 120 of those residents are thought to be still trapped. This is VOA News. Somali government officials say airport security cameras caught two people dressed in military uniforms passing a laptop to the passenger who died after Tuesday's mid-flight bomb blast aboard a passenger plane. Cabinet spokesman Abdisalan Ahmed Otto told VOA the National Intelligence Agency has security recordings showing two men giving a laptop in a hidden way to a passenger. European Union officials are urging Turkey to open a border crossing where tens of thousands of Syrian civilians have arrived, fleeing a massive government offensive in Aleppo province. EU foreign policy chief Federica Mogherini said EU support for Turkey is aimed at guaranteeing Turkey can handle the influx of refugees.
It is unquestionable the fact that people coming from inside Syria are Syrians in need for international protection.
The Turkish prime minister said Ankara would allow the refugees into the country, but so far has not opened a key border crossing with Syria. Colombian President Juan Manuel Santos says more than 3,100 pregnant women in his country are infected with the mosquito-borne Zika virus. But Santos, speaking Saturday on national television, said there is no evidence yet definitively linking the virus to the devastating fetal development disorder known as microcephaly, which leaves newborns with deformed skulls and underdeveloped brains. There is no vaccine or treatment for the virus, and scientists have not yet established a direct link between Zika and a spike in birth deformities reported in neighboring Brazil. In U.S. politics, Republican presidential candidates faced off at a debate in New Hampshire late Saturday. It came just 3 days before the state's presidential primary, a crucial election that could make or end several of the candidates' presidential bids. Businessman Donald Trump is the front-runner in pre-election polls. He spoke with reporters after the debate.
It's easier to poll New Hampshire because you don't have the caucus system. The caucus system is very complex and very tricky, and you saw that by what happened to Ben. But I think we're going to do really well here. And, I've had a relationship with New Hampshire for many, many years. Many, many years, and I have so many friends up here beyond the political stuff. So I think I'm going to do well, and it was very important that I, do a good job at the debate.
On the Democratic Party side of the New Hampshire primary, Vermont Senator Bernie Sanders has a significant lead over former Secretary of State Hillary Clinton going into Tuesday's vote. The spectacle of the U.S. National Football League's annual championship game extends far beyond the stadium in California, where the Super Bowl is being played tonight. Super Bowl Sunday is as close as it gets to a national holiday in the United States that is not actually a holiday. People across the country gather with friends and family at house parties and bars to watch the game, making for historic television ratings. I'm Susan Yawkey in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.